Lance Armstrong continues to make it look easy as he dominates this year's Tour de France. He'll wear the overall leader's yellow jersey again tomorrow after maintaining his 2-minute 46-second lead over his closest rival, Italian Ivan Basso, in today's leg of the race. Armstrong is going for his 7th consecutive win in what he says will be his last Tour de France. Frankie Andreo is providing tour commentary for the Outdoor Life Network. He's a former racer and himself a 9-time Tour de France contender. We've reached Frankie Andreo in Toulouse in southwestern France. Thanks for being with us.
No, my pleasure.
Let's talk about today's stage of the race. This was the longest stage from Pau to Revel. Tell us about what happened. What was the course like?
Yeah, today was a very long stage. It was relatively flat considering they just came out of the Pyrenees, which of course have some of the largest mountains that the riders had to go over. And today, you know, for Lance Armstrong, it was all about staying out of trouble and staying upright on his bike. And so there was a large group of riders that went away. They took up to 20 minutes on the group at the finish, but no one up there was of any danger because the best-placed rider up there was almost 45 to 50 minutes behind Armstrong because he had lost that much time during the Pyrenees and the mountains.
So you're saying that group that was out in front was 20 minutes ahead, but it didn't really matter because they had been so far behind?
Exactly, because the Tour de France is done on the cumulative time, and so Armstrong obviously has been completing the courses the fastest, and you mentioned Ivan Basso, who's in second, so there was no danger of any of those riders up the road. They were just racing specifically to try to win this one day, and actually, coincidentally, Paolo Salvadelli, who rides for Discovery Channel, who is Lance Armstrong's teammate, ended up winning today.
You know, this can't be good news for those people who might be trying to unseat Lance Armstrong. He said coming out of those mountain stages in the Pyrenees, he was feeling better and better every day. In the mountains, he said it felt like there was no chain on the bike.
Yeah, he did say that. And he looks incredibly strong, and there's no one here that can be able to challenge him fitness-wise. He has yet to win a stage, and I'm sure that's one of his motivation leading into, I think, Saturday's time trial, which will be his best chance to be able to win a stage. And that it's an important thing. I'm sure it's weighing on his mind going into his 7th consecutive Tour de France victory. I'm sure he doesn't want to come out of here without winning a stage.
You know, that is so counterintuitive, Frankie, that he can be leading overall in this race but hasn't won a stage, an individual day's race.
Yeah, it is kind of a little bit hard to explain. But like I said, it's done on cumulative time. So it's a matter of staying in the front group in the mountains and always being there. And he knows who his danger people are to arrive to Paris. As long as he arrives first, this is what his main goal is. But like I said, I don't think we're actually going to get through this tour without Lance Armstrong winning a stage. I'm sure, I would almost say for sure he's going to win that time trial stage.
Now that's on Saturday. Tell us about what that'll be like.
Saturday, the time trial is each person going against the clock, meaning all by themselves. You don't have the tactics of the race and you don't have drafting. It's just physical strength going as fast as you can. And the fastest time at the end of the day is the one who wins. And Lance excels in time trialing. It's one of his strengths, and I'm sure he's going to be gearing for this. And if he does win on Saturday, because up to this point, Lance has not won any race the entire year so far. So he said that he's going to retire at the end of the Tour de France. Again, I'm sure he's not going to want to retire without winning a race this year.
Frankie, when you talk to these racers, they've got to be thinking beyond this year to a Tour de France without Lance Armstrong in it. I would imagine they'd be salivating for the chance to have this guy not be their competition.
And it's not only the riders salivating, it's a lot of the journalists. Many of the journalists are tired of writing about Lance Armstrong and how dominant he is, because the Tour de France usually is very, very exciting, sometimes coming down to the last day, and it's kind of lacked that in the last few years. And so next year, there's a lot. It should be, like right now with Lance being in first, it's actually very, very close for second through fifth. A lot of guys trying to fight for the podium. And there's actually a couple other Americans who are being overshadowed by Lance's accomplishments, and that's Levi Leipheimer and also Floyd Landis. Both of these guys right now, are sitting like sixth and seventh overall in the Tour de France, which is a huge accomplishment for them.
Frankie Andreo, thanks very much.
No, you're very welcome. Enjoy the rest of the tour.
Former racer and Tour de France commentator Frankie Andreo talking with us from Toulouse in southwestern France. The final stage of the tour is this coming Sunday.